talk Pickard. Can you talk now?
No, I'll call him back.
Close this door here.
Put him on. Thank you.
All right, sir. You all right?
I think so. We had a little press conference today in Time magazine. Earlier in the day demanded the financial statement, and we'd already told them all we knew back months before this night conference. Several of them asked questions. ABC wondering why we wouldn't make available hours like Goldwater is. I said, well, if there's any interest in it, I'd be glad to do it. I've told them several times what I had. I said, what do you have? I said, about 2,400 acres of land and some municipal bonds and half interest in the house. That's it. Well, when can we get the statement? Well, due time we'll get it to you. Now, Time has demanded a copy. I told Abe to call you, and if you all decide what I'll do about it. The financial statement is in. It's ready. It shows only what the book value of the property is, how much it cost us, and where we got the money. And it's a 10-year financial statement. I don't know, in view of the fact that the station started in 52, we might ought to make it 12 years, and it's covered ever since we had a station. I don't know why you have 10 instead of 12 or 4 or something, but anyway, it shows that we're worth about $420,000. I am, and a little less than 200 municipals, and 200 is land. 21 insurance we forgot about. Paid up insurance. Ms. Johnson's half interest is about 2.1.
2.1.
Yeah. And the children each have about a little under 500,000, I believe. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little under 6. Mm-hmm. I forgot, but that's their book value, their stock. Mm-hmm. And there are no stocks on the exchange, nothing incriminating. I mean, he's got power and oils and everything else. But the question is, when to handle it, how, and I think you and Abe ought to decide it. Tell me.
Give me my notion, and I'll tell you the talk that Abe and I...
Oh, you've already talked.
Oh, yeah. He called. I'm out of meeting, and the girl got word to me that he called, and I just finished a half-hour talk with him.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I didn't know to bother you.
Oh, no.
I tried to get you some time ago, and I slipped.
Yes. Oh, no. I was. The fact is, I was going to call you, and then I had something else I wanted to take up with you anyway. Here's my notion about it, very briefly. Some weeks ago, the U.S. News and World Report came out with an estimate of your worth, and it was $7 million.
Yeah.
Then the Star came along, and they said $9 million. Then along comes Life, and in their concluding paragraph in their last issue, they say $14 million.
And this Sunday, they're going to say $15 million again.
All right. Now they come out with a piece on Monday or Tuesday. And there'll be some interest in it, one kind and another. It is my strong belief that you should wait until the Life article is out. It's been out a day, and people have had the chance to read it. Then I think in a very relaxed, either you or George read it, and then say, well, there's been quite a guessing game. One outfit said 7, another outfit said 9, another outfit said 14. I now have the audit that I ordered 2 months ago by this nationally known firm, a certified public accountant. So now we can put a stop to the guessing game, and here are the true answers.
Yeah, but they start off by saying that this is no valuation of the properties.
Well,
this is no indication of what they're worth. This is merely what the book value of them.
All right, that's all right. If that Life wants to take that position out of 185 million people in this country, there may be 1 million people who read that whole article in Life. That would probably be the limit of the number who would read it. So I don't think we have to be too concerned, but if we come out ahead of Life, then I think they come along and top us. And if we come out with one story, then they come out with another story, and the papers pick it up and so forth. I think if we wait until after Life comes out, then there have been three estimates of what the worth is. And then if the story comes out as a White House story, either from you or from Weeney, then I think it hits the papers and very likely the front page.
Now, don't you think we ought to also give what the earnings per year or not?
It's possible. Now, I said this to what I'm telling you. I said to Abe. He agrees with that. He thinks we ought to wait till life is through.
Okay, we'll do that.
Then
what do we do?
Then he gets back here Sunday, late Sunday.
All right, we'll get together then.
Then we get together on Monday. What we want to do is be sure that we go over this first before we release it.
All right, let's do
it.
Okay.
Have you got 1 minute?
Yep.
I note that you're alone. All your lady folks have left you on Saturday night, Sunday night.
Yeah.
I wondered if by any chance it would be relaxing to you if I got a little group of your friends together, and either Saturday night or Sunday night you might come out and we'd have charcoal.
Yeah, I might do it if I could get out of... let me see tonight and give you a ring tonight or in the morning early. I don't know. All the damn police will follow me and all the press will follow me. It'll be a big play. We might be better have you down here, maybe go on the boat or something. Let me see. I'll call you tonight.
Well, I must be out this evening.
Right.
The morning it'd be
call
fine, but I think we could avoid the press.
How?
What?
I won't know.
What?
We'll think about it. I'll call you.
I don't want you to be alone down there in the mausoleum.
I'll call you.
Okay.